brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, another insane transmission lined up for you today. We have the incredible solar flares, the most powerful recorded in a decade, they're saying, not just triggering power outages and cell phone drops and satellite problems, but also, did you notice they're reporting record rainstorms all over the world? And for 3 days, it's going to be hitting the planet Earth. That's how long this ejection of different types of particles and radiation is. But notice on the side always facing the sun as the Earth spins into the ejection, you're just seeing the satellite images from space of huge thunderstorms forming everywhere it hits. Giant thunderstorms all over Africa. All over the United States, all over Europe. But the UN said 2 years ago at Copenhagen, the sun does not affect climate. Doesn't matter that they literally have thousands of atmospheric studies and studies from space showing that most of our weather is driven by the sun's heat, obviously, and the sun gets hotter, gets colder, it fluctuates in cycles. Duh, the sun heats the earth. We didn't have the sun, we'd be absolute zero. Did you know that? In fact, they report that within a matter of hours, the surface of the earth would cool off to absolute zero without the old sun. And that even those underground in a matter of days would be frozen solid. I guess you'd have to have powerful nuclear reactors just to try to keep a small area warm. But the UN says the sun does not affect the Earth's climate. Yes. And the moon doesn't either. It causes a lensing effect, a kind of a gauging effect, that's not the proper word, a governing effect, levering it back and forth. When the moon is in between the Earth and the sun especially, it blocks a lot of that radiation. And when it's not in between the Earth and the sun, obviously, does the opposite, and then, of course, controls the tides that manipulates a lot of the atmospheric interchanges. But the UN says that it has no effect because they are all powerful, and it's got to be humans and carbon dioxide that plants breathe. Now, we've got to tax that. We've got to shut that down. But it's been confirmed, again, in so many studies it'll make your head spin, that the different types of ions coming into the atmosphere from the sun then form nuclei that water vapor attaches to. And so when you've got all this different types of wavelengths and particles coming in, that's what's forming the thunderstorms. And thank God for it. We've been in a horrible drought here in Texas, but I guess the sun got in the way of the water manipulation under globalist chemtrailing and terraforming and geoengineering the White House admits they're engaged in, but the details remain classified. It doesn't matter what the little chemtrails do when massive solar radiation blasts into the earth. We've had 5 inches of rain in the last 24 hours in Austin, thanks to the delicious blasting from the sun forming nuclei in the atmosphere. And I am now digressing here. I haven't even gotten into the tip of the spear of the news, but we will try to get to the most important stuff straight ahead on the other side of this break. Fox attempts to discredit Ron Paul, the Oklahoma City Inside Job newsletter. I also get demonized with a ladling of attacks here. And we'll get into Google saying they'll spout everything that you do. They're just letting you know what they've already been doing for a while. Big news on Iran. Big news on the economy. Davos, State of the Union. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off, and placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Strap yourselves in. You have found it. The very front lines of the info war. The tip of the spear, I am your wartime broadcaster in the battle to shake our fellow Americans and fellow humans out of their globalist mind control trance that many people are actually physically in, and many are in a psychological trance. We are here to awaken humanity and supercharge the planet with the spirit of 1776 and liberty worldwide. And let me tell you something, when people are offered freedom versus slavery, empowerment and dignity versus bondage, free market and wealth versus degradation and sorrow and humiliation, they will choose freedom over slavery. But people have to be given the choice and shown that it is up to them to choose their destiny on this planet, to be true actors on the field, not actors in the false stage engineered by the New World Order technicians. All right, let me just do it this way. I'm going to attempt again here to just mention some of the headline stacks and then try to burrow back into them and then open the phones up. And we do have a guest popping in for 30 minutes, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. But other than that, wide open phones today and news. The global elite seeks new path for capitalism in Davos. That's AFP, Agency French Press. I thought there wasn't a global elite. I mean, the corporate whore media owned by the global elite said there's no elite. and there's no government corruption, and there's not big, powerful special interest. They don't exist, and they're not doing anything corrupt. And like children, the public would say, yes, there's no global elite. Shut up. They don't exist. I mean, how do you even address what the global elite are doing when a childlike public trustingly sits there and watches teleprompter readers lying to them, like Davos pushing world government every year, but then having their mouthpieces in the corporate dinosaur media say world government doesn't exist? Or we have the Davos crowd when they're at the UN with the Copenhagen event 2 years ago, officially voting and saying the sun doesn't affect climate on the planet. That's like saying water doesn't affect fish or oxygen isn't needed for humans. It is prima facie cartoon level satire. Off the charts, so absurdist that it is side busting in its humor, except that the public buys it. The sun doesn't heat the earth, doesn't affect the temperature, doesn't affect the climate. That's on record. You can type UN votes that sun does not affect climate. You can pull up BBC with a straight face reporting it. I can pull up the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, CNN, MSNBC, saying there's no global elite, there's no international banks, there's no derivatives crisis, there's no plan to put troops on the streets. You are insane if you talk about it. The Patriot Act doesn't affect U.S. citizens. Now they've dispensed with all that and say, of course it affects citizens. Yeah, there's a global government set up by private banks. That's the way it is. And AFP is over here going, oh, the global leader meeting. And they want a new capitalism where you raise taxes on the middle class and give most of it to the ultra rich that are offshore and tax free, and then give some chicken feed to the giant poor class so you can have them domesticated under your control and sick them on the middle class anytime you want. And if you read the Globo doublespeak, that's psychobabble. That's what they're saying. And by the way, the official Davos video stream has 3,000 people watching it. And we, of course, have hundreds of thousands of people watching the video feeds, listening to the audio just on the live streams throughout the three-hour show. I mean, it's just pathetic that they've stolen all the world's money through fraud and derivatives, Ponzi scheme, Madoff, Ken Lay type garbage. They built a giant paramilitary force in every country under identical programming against the people, and they waddle around as open criminals saying, gee, the world economy is going to implode into a depression and all your resources are going to be cut off unless you give us $100 trillion. They called for that last year at Davos. London Telegraph, Associated Press, just type in Davos wants $100 trillion. And now they're saying this year, that's not enough. They want $150 trillion. Go look it up. Oh, there's the lordships at the Davos meeting, all up there organizing themselves against their enemy, the people of the world. Now, continuing here. See, I've covered one article now. I've covered one article now out of over 100. And I haven't even covered it properly. And they've got all the Warren Buffetts and all their mouthpieces on TV saying, raise taxes. You've got Obama in the State of the Union, the puppet up there reading a teleprompter. They've done an English actuary calculation on it and found that it is at an eighth grade level. But if you look at it, that's in 2012 eighth grade level, which is about a fifth grade level. In the 1950s. So the president spoke at a fifth grade level. The globalist dumbing down is working well. And in the future, it'll be at a first grade level. And then soon, if this continues, there won't be talking, basically. They'll just be best friend ever, K. I'm trendy, double plus trendy. And everyone will just fall down worshiping the president because they'll have some flicker rate on the TV that pleases the wireheads. Okay, I'm now digressing. But you know, the president's like, we've got to raise taxes on the rich people. Here's Warren Buffett. You know, he pays almost no tax. He doesn't like it. No, Warren Buffett helped write the laws that makes him above the law. He's offshore paying almost no tax. Neither is Mitt Romney, whose former associate is now heading up the White House finance office, replacing mob boss Daley. It's all a big joke. And, of course, they're the bosses and owners of people like Rush Limbaugh through Bain Capital. I mean, it's all a sick group of crooks robbing the living daylights out of us. And the Republican talk show host will not tell you this. The Democrats just say rob anybody with more money than they've got. Give them a free lunch. That never happens. The globalists are there manipulating people. Of course, it did come out that Berkshire Hathaway and the railroad they own will now be shipping the oil to the west coast of Canada to be loaded on ships to go to China so they can have oil. And a small percentage of it will be brought by train into the U.S., Bloomberg reported yesterday. So there's your sweet little Warren Buffett who wants to help everybody. Yeah, that's why he's worth tens of billions of dollars. Oh, yeah, that's why he gave 50-something billion to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Of course, if you read his actual writings and Bill and Melinda Gates' actual writings or the writings of Bill Gates' father, the former head of Planned Parenthood, it's all about reducing your population. But I saw a hit piece in the corporate media this morning saying, Jones is insane. He says the government wants to put monkey viruses in your vaccine to give you cancer. And that Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is into eugenics. No, I didn't say that. They said that. Bill Gates on Bill Moyers more than a decade ago admitted that. And by the way, the U.S. government admits over 250 million Americans were exposed to SV40. And right at 100 million, they estimate in the actuary, died from the previously unknown cancers in humans. We lead the world in cancer. Depending on the cancer versus 1950 numbers, we are 2 to 3,000 in between that range increase in cancer. And, of course, you don't need an actuary to tell you that. How many people you know got it? Here I am with names, with documents, with facts, and they've got paid hacks making jokes about it. When those paid hacks, chances are going to die deader than a doornail from this, because SV40 and the hundreds of other viruses that were in those vaccines, and that's the inventor of it, on PBS in Boston and nationally, we've played the clip here, laughing about it, hundreds of viruses. He says at least 40 that'll give you cancer, but SV40 itself is just one of them that is contagious. And that nearly 100% of the population is infected with. And Merck, who did all of this in the PBS documentary, admits that they looked at a vaccine for it, but decided that when they admitted that it was happening to the public, that they would get sued into oblivion for it, and so never gave you the vaccine for SV40. You like your mama dying? You like your daddy dying? You like your kids dying? You like dying of cancer? You think it's funny? In fact, I even forget what globalist whore outfit that was. There's so many. I only spend like 5 minutes in the morning checking what they're saying about me. Just, you know, it's always interesting. The more flack, the better. The more it means I'm hitting them and hitting them hard and trying to get the word out to save some people here. This is basically a radio kamikaze operation. This isn't entertainment. This isn't somebody playing games. This is real, folks. This is somebody bashing their brains out in public, trying to get people's attention to the red level attack we're under. Just type in Alex Jones into Google News. Bill and Melinda Gates. It'll come up. I didn't IM it to you this morning for some reason. Another little hit piece on my shelf is out of BuzzFeed. Paul newsletter, OK City, was an inside job. I'm going to get into that for you. And we're going to get into Davos. We're going to get into Iran. Huge escalations there. The solar storms. Google's announcing that they're going to track everything you do and sell it to whoever wants it. That's already been going on, but now they're announcing it publicly. Obama's State of the Destruction of America speech, it's all coming up.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
corporate welfare.
The tax man gives him the key to the land. And with the water, there's nothing left for school and hell.
That's right. You know, the average person making about $150,000 a year, it actually keeps this economy going by purchasing things in the service economy. They pay, if you count their withholding and the rest of it, over 40% in taxes. But not Warren Buffett, not Bill Gates, not all this trash. They write the laws where they're exempt and then point it out, but then bring forward another tax plan to raise the taxes on the middle class and call it taxes on rich people while they get multi-billion dollar payments. Every few days I see articles to move our factories and jobs to China, India, Mexico, and other places where they basically have already taken over and enslaved everybody. And by the way, it's not building up China having all the slave factories there. Actually, on average, a lot of people are in worse shape than they were 50 years ago. It is a complete global race to the bottom and a consolidation of power. Let me get to the Iran situation first. Then I'll get to Ron Paul and the latest Fox News attack piece linking up with the Democratic operatives on the other side to go after Ron Paul. I mean, when you got Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats all attacking Ron Paul, and you got Limbaugh doing it, I mean, what does that tell you? It tells you the power structure is scared of him. I mean, if you're tired of the status quo, there's Ron Paul. But the fact that they've done everything they can to demonize him and hold him back, and it hasn't worked completely, shows that their stock is going down and Liberty's stock is going up. But it was an alternate article that I'll cover later when I have time. If you guys print me a copy, I found it out there on my computer. Thanks. That was making jokes about me saying the government wants to put a monkey virus to give you cancer in your vaccines. No, they don't want to. They did. In the 1950s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and right through to today. And it's a death sentence for most people. It is a virus that impregnates different cell areas of the body and then generally is triggered once your hormone levels lower at around age 60. And if you go look at where this monkey virus came from, it itself has been engineered as a bioweapon. And it's not an accident that they put the vaccine in with the monkey viruses and knew what it was doing. It was all by design. Just like in the PBS documentary where the inventor of it laughs and says, well, we were first shipping this to Russia as part of an aid package with the old Soviet Union. Now look at Russia, lowest life expectancy in all of the Western world. Was it like 55 for a man? But he went on and said that, well, when it came out that it was killing all these Russians, we said, hey, that's a way to get rid of them. We ought to play that clip again. And then they start laughing. These are the outtakes from a PBS documentary, but they got released a few decades ago. And the reporters and the scientists, they're all laughing. They're just killing Russians. People dying miserable long deaths, being radiated and chopped up in chemotherapy. My grandpa, your grandpa, or grandmother dying. It's funny, killing Americans. And then little alternate toadies. I just showed you the article. That give me that headline so I can give it to listeners on the radio, please. They just make jokes about it. I'm this crazy man that claims they're doing this. I mean, yeah, we'll put that headline back on screen. The headline. Yeah, at the top. I'll try to get it out. How right-wing libertarians, John Birchers, and conspiracy freaks are trying to hijack the Occupy movement. Hijack Obama's fake movement?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
Yeah, I remember. It was about 15 years ago. And back then the internet wasn't really what it is today. And in the mail came photocopies of congressional hearings about SV40 cancer virus. And I read how the government knew that around 100 million people had died from this, and these were hearings in the 70s, so that's 50s, 60s, and 70s. They estimated about 100 million, over 200 plus million had actually contracted the SV40. And I was so freaked out by it that I actually went to the University of Texas library and pulled it up on microfilm because they had access to that as well and had copies of it. And I need to dig that back up and do a show on that. And when you see that type of information, when you discover that they're doing this to you on purpose and think it's funny, and then you see somebody at Alternet make jokes about you and call you a whack job. They don't have any facts, just a label. And we go out on the limb to warn people, and then little cowards don't even do their research. They say that Alex says the government's planning to do this to you. No, it happened to our people. It happened to our children. It happened to our wives and husbands. It happened to our grandparents. You scum. You know why you're scum? The cowardly little rat that wrote this piece probably actually thinks I'm a kook and won't even take time to find out about SV 40. All right, I'm done ranting on that subject. It's just this is the type of stuff that really gets to me because don't people have basic self-preservation? I know that the stuff I talk about here is scary, is wild, is nuts, but look at history. Elites are crazy and nuts and out of control. And what's crazy is to know this is going on and go along with it. Now, I want to shift gears before I get into Google announces privacy changes across products. Users can't opt out. That's the Washington Post headline. They've always been using it. They've always been selling your data. But now they're announcing it. And before this even got announced, one of our great IT guys, Max, here in the office, we don't say Max's last name because he's got family in Venezuela and they're anti-communists and he doesn't want them to get persecuted, but he's a great patriot. The point is, one of our IT guys, Max, had already been talking about, it's weird. Now other people on different computers, stuff's popping up on Google saying, hey, Max, with his last name, found this helpful. Do you want to look at it? And this is stuff Max did 2 years ago. And so he was already talking about this a few weeks ago, saying something's going on with Google. They've changed something. They're like Facebook now integrating data, and they know everything about everything you've done, everywhere you've gone. I mean, this is pretty big news. And in the New York Times and the Washington Post and in all the rest of it, they are just announcing it like, oh, yeah, everything about you is going to be integrated and used now, and you have no privacy. No kidding. When the head of Google, Schmidt, 2 years ago, remember, he said, you shouldn't be doing something online if you don't want people knowing about it. But see, now Google's saying retroactively everything you ever did with them is going to be public. We are being bum-rushed by the authoritarians on web censorship, on the police state, on the secret arrest of citizens, on using our data. The government just admits they wiretap millions of Americans every day now. It's all criminal. In fact, I haven't even gotten to the big news yet. In fact, that's what's actually flipping me out today. I told you Aaron Dykes came to me yesterday with some documents, and then I found out that it was actually in mainstream Dinosaur News, but they were reporting it like it was no big deal. And it just completely confirmed everything we already knew about the architecture of Homeland Security and had been criticized for. Just like when the Emergency Centers Establishment Act came out last year, It just tried to put into law and extra funding what had already been built. And when you've reverse engineered something just from pieces and it's exactly what you said it was, it starts freaking you out. You know, we call it our gut, like a good police detective. They say, yeah, Bill, he's just got the gut. He's got the nose. It's not the gut. It's not the nose. It's the subconscious mind is hundreds and hundreds of times more powerful than the conscious mind. And I can integrate all these pieces together. And plus, a lot of it's just out in the open. It's not hard to figure out. That's another thing that's kind of disgusting about it. But they are announcing that the feds are going to hire all local police. You're going to have to get federal approval for any job for Homeland Security. Private TSA security people are going to be on every street corner, naked body scanners, public groping, blood draws, DNA samples, forced inoculations, and the companies. It's all the former heads of Homeland Security, Ridge, Chertoff, the former national security heads all getting paid off by this, making millions apiece, billions for the companies, and it's just the military-industrial complex eating America. I mean, it is such a total takeover. and all of the control freaks that are going to want the jobs, and they're going to take the jobs for the money and enjoy it. And just the fact that I can't handle TSA trying to grope me, and I can't handle pulling up at a checkpoint and a bunch of criminals trying to do. I mean, I can't handle Nazi Germany, folks. I won't go back down to Mexico because 3 years ago I went down there to see some pyramids with the family. And going to and from the pyramids, the military would pull over the big tour buses and shake down and take all the money out of the wallet of the bus driver, and they'd get on crying. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. And they're, these documents, we spent hours reading over them last night and Aaron did a big report, are so hellish. And are so horrible that but I'll tell you the good news before I get into this Ron Paul information. I was watching with Aaron the video press releases that the National Security Council and these different consulting firms have put out with Homeland Security, and I was watching the different really slimy, really evil, bad people, like Janet Napolitano and others that were up there with her and Chertoff. I mean, like bad guys out of a movie, but a couple levels worse. So this is real because they're so weak, they're so wicked, they're so deceptive, and they know. They know 9/11's an inside job. They know OKC is. They know the government shipping the narcotics in. They know about all of it. And they were sitting there. The good news is watching some of these videos and their body language just when they were together. And, of course, the press release isn't publicized. It's mainly for, you know, establishment types to watch it. It's like a press release to their people. And they are scared. And they are slimy. And they know. You can tell when you see them. And Napolitano's talked about this, that she knows everybody hates her and calls her big sis. And she tries to make jokes about it. But they know we know, and that gets to them. They know Congress has got a 9% approval rating. They know that the people are aware of their crimes. They know that we know about Fast and Furious that they meant to blame the Second Amendment with. They know that we know. And so they're just hoping that they can stage some new events in the near future and get out of this, as all these Democratic strategists in the Financial Times of London, Washington Post and others. I mean, we've written the articles. We've shown you the quotes. Just type in, if you're a new listener, into the NSA search engine, Google, or I'd use Start Page. It doesn't track you. Just type in Obama advisors call for new Oklahoma City, and you'll get all the sick quotes. And they think we're so stupid, they sit around and talk about how new Oklahoma City would sure help them. I mean, 1/100th of a millimeter. A veil so thin, you're not even sure there's a veil there. It just kind of softens it a bit. It gives them a small entree of deniability because they've always live in this world of knowing the general public's unconscious. It's like walking around when everybody's sleeping in the city. You can do whatever you want. Everybody's slumped over their steering wheels or slumped over the stove at the diner or at the doctor's office. Everybody's just kind of in a coma. And these little greedy New World Order demons, because people are unconscious from watching television and the rest of it, can just run around engaging in their mischief. But now they know more and more of us are waking up. Yeah, there it is. Top Clinton official, only a terror attack can save Obama. There's a whole bunch of them. That's just one of the articles. Seth Shapiro saying it. But I was watching them, and they look completely freaked out, and they better be, because they know they're working for the most vicious murderers the world's ever seen. They're just puppets themselves, so they got that to worry about, and they got those of us that are waking up and waking others up, and they got a big problem, and they want to stage new terror attacks so bad they can taste it. The problem is everybody's looking for it. And when they did do the underwear bomber, our people were on the plane and at the airport and saw the feds get him on the plane, set it on record. A month and a half later, it came out in congressional testimony when the State Department said, don't blame us. We were ordered to get him on the plane because Undersecretary of State Kennedy had somewhat of a soul and put that info out. And the Congress people were like, waving their arms. We've played the video. We're just like, hold on. The body language is stop right. Don't tell them we did it. Don't tell them we hopped up some idiot on drugs and rolled them on there with a firecracker so they could put body scanners in the airports and train everybody to be prisoners so we can then set it up in the rest of the country. People say, well, doesn't the government know it's making everybody angry that they're sticking their hands down our pants and groping us and doing all this to us? Doesn't the government know it's, yeah, they don't care. They know you're already awake. So now it's about setting the precedent with their own security forces to carry out these unconstitutional crimes against humanity. And there, it's going to be everywhere. It's already on the streets and highways all over the U.S., and it's coming to every town. You will pull up, and you will have federalized, crazed, roid-head, moron cops. I've already seen videos across the country drag you and your family out and line you up. And then they're going to start putting people on pickup list for questioning. And then folks are going to start disappearing. And then cops, when you stop at checkpoints, people know they have nothing to lose. And let me tell you, the New World Order right there plans a civil war to start. And you idiots are going to march right into it with these globalist crooks marching you right into it. And you don't care. I've analyzed what you're going to do because you like the petty authority. You're going to do it. You idiots. You morons. It doesn't matter, though. You're going to be just like the Germans. It's going to take total judgment of this country for you to wake up. A third of the Germans in World War II went bye-bye. Don't ever forget that. So, just like 51 million babies have been chopped up and used for food flavoring and cosmetics and the rest of it and stem cells, you're not going to be as lucky as those babies. Their deaths were quick. And they were innocent. We know right where they went. Express. And I know you think it's all funny. The fool laughs because you hadn't seen what I've seen. I've seen reality. I see it all. I know it. I see it. And let me tell you, it blasts me every second. The knowledge of how foolish those of you that serve darkness are. You are pathetic. Led by your demonic preachers, most of them on federal payroll, secretly now public, clergy response teams. Now, they're scared to death of this, so they've got BuzzFeed, and this was picked up by Fox News, and they did the rounds yesterday. Poll newsletter, OK City was an inside job. And I read this. Paul may deny it. I know he didn't write lots of the newsletters because I know the types he wrote. This is Paul's writing, I can tell you. And you get a grasp of when no one knew what a false flag was. In the month of April, that week, he had a newsletter out saying this. And I think he should run with it. I think he should have campaign ads showing. The governor says they're removing the bombs. The grand jurors say the government did it. I mean, I think they should show all that. I think Paul should run with this. In a 95 issue of Ron Paul's Survival Report, a news paper published by the future presidential candidate speculates the federal government bombed the Alfred P. Murrah building in Oklahoma City. And they go on and demonize him, and they demonize myself in here and, you know, say how horrible I am. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. We have the newscast with them removing the unexploded bombs. I've interviewed the cops that were there. And the feds came over and said, if you talk about what you saw, you and your wife are dead. I've had those cops on, and some of the cops got killed. And I got the attorney general's email. He was deputy attorney general then. He's attorney general now, saying we got to cover this up. But listen to this newsletter from Ron Paul and tell me he isn't a beauty. Oklahoma City, this is 1 week after the attack. Now listen to this. Yeah, folks, Ron Paul is the prototype of Alex Jones. That's right. We're far from knowing everything or even many things about the horrific bombing of Oklahoma federal building. The latest rumors are tying this to the private militias. Is the government media combine set to smear everyone who questions the wonderfulness of the federal government? This is clearly their plan, whether or not the criminals responsible turn out to be right-wing extremists. Some people even think the government itself could have been responsible. Clearly, it has been worried about its waning authority and respect among the people and such an event builds up the central government. I don't know. I've got Bill Clinton admitting that later in his memoirs and all these current people saying they want to stage one. But see, Paul just points out reality. That's why he's evil. The government would not use its own agents. The sophistication of Paul. These people say spy agencies frequently use false flag recruitment. This is the crazed men recruited into right-wing terrorist cells would not know they were actually working for the BATF. Wow, they even mentioned the very group that did it. No one even knew that at the time. Talk about intel. For example, the New York Times is blabbering about the hate generated by the Branch Davidians. And it goes on to say, interestingly, it's so small I can't even read it. It says, incinerating them does not, of course, count as an act of hate. The world, I'm going to come back and read this after the break because it's really hard to read. Once I've printed it, I could read it online, but the printing kind of blurred some of it. I'm going to come back and read what Ron Paul said about OKC straight ahead. That thing was as phony as a $3 bill.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
So I've interviewed the former head of Air Force Weapons Development saying Oklahoma City was an inside job. I've got federal documents from lawsuits confirming it. I've interviewed countless police officers who were threatened by the feds with murder. I've interviewed the federal workers who saw the ATF planting the bombs on the columns, Jane Graham and others who've gone public with McVeigh. McVeigh told Nichols and others he was a government agent meant to infiltrate and set up the Elohim City compound itself run by the Southern Poverty Law Center. That's come out in federal documents. He got very upset 2 days before, just like in the World Trade Center bombing in 93. This is New York Times, CBS News. Because Ahmad Salam knew they were setting him up, an Egyptian CIA asset. He said, first it was going to be a fake bomb. Then it was going to be a real bomb, but not real detonators. Then you said we got to have real detonators for a conviction. Then I tell you they're about to bomb it, and you won't SWAT team raid them, and you tell me go ahead with the bombing, and he's recording the FBI knowing they're about to set him up. The bombing happens. 2 days after, he shows up at a press conference, plays the tape, shaking, hands out copies to the media. The federal government freaks out, pays him $1.2 million. And it's under the rug. That's how they do it, folks. So McVeigh was like Ahmad Salam, but he wasn't smart enough to record them once it happened. And, I mean, he's in there with them planting the bombs, boom, getting it ready. I've interviewed multiple witnesses that saw all this, Jane Graham and others. And she's like, what are you doing? Oh, we're telephone men. What are these? Oh, yeah. And it was all meant to be a sting, they're told, but then it goes forward. You understand? It's always a sting that goes bad. And cops are like, what's these bombs? You want your wife to get killed? Shut up! I mean, I've had the cops on, people that were in there. That's who runs America, okay? Get it through your head. Grow up. The local crack house isn't laundering the $500 billion in drug money a year. The big banks are, and they've been caught. Grow up. And Ron Paul, a week after Oklahoma City, within minutes, Bill Clinton came out and blamed talk radio and said, shut it down. It was obviously the whole thing was scripted. And now all these Democratic advisors write memos about how great it'd be to have a new one to blame it on their enemies, like we're stupid, like we're dumb. And then Ron Paul, now they've dug up this newsletter, and I know Paul's writing. This sounds like he wrote it. It was the addendums. It was the promo things by another company they hired promoting their newsletters that were special editions in the mail are 8 of the 10 offending things. This is from the real newsletter. It goes on. We're far from knowing everything or even many things about the horrific bombing of the Oklahoma City Federal Building. The latest rumors are tying this to the private militias. Is the government media combine set to smear everyone who questions the wonderfulness of the federal government? Yes, that did happen. You're right again, Paul. That's clearly their plan. Whether or not the criminals responsible turn out to be a right-wing extremist, some people even think that the government itself could have been responsible. Certainly, it has been worried about its waning authority and respect among the people. And such an event builds up the central government. Yeah, look out, because they just had Waco that embarrassed them, so they staged it. They've had Fast and Furious, which is a false flag, to blame the Second Amendment. They could stage one real quick here. That's why we got to expose false flag. That stops them. The government would not use its own agents. That's actually not true. They set them up in a sting. These people say spy agencies frequently use false flag recruitment. That is, the crazed man recruited in the far-right terrorist cell would not know they were actually working for the BATF, for example. The New York Times is blabbering about the hate generated by the Branch Davidians. Incinerating them does not, of course, count as an act of hate. The word reserved for anti-establishment types. And then he goes on to talk about this being a government-staged event to pass anti-terrorism legislation.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.